You know this place feels kind of empty. Now we got some music. You guys can't hear it.
No, can't hear it. I think it's setting now. I don't know how to come back. What a joke.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey everyone, this is Miles.
Welcome to the Static Show. Oh my goodness. Last show of 2024, Miles.
I've been told.
Yes. Any thoughts on that?
I thought you might bring up something, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to eventually, but...
I see. You're toying with me now.
I'm a cat. I have to play.
Yeah. Yes. With my balls.
Well, why don't you, since you want to, you're the one that instigated, you should announce this.
No. Okay, I will.
Yeah, you do it.
Bob has had, quite a year this year, and last year he spent a lot of money. He got me a plaque memorializing, the show being like 25 years old or some such thing, and so I thought, well, maybe I can return the favor somehow, so I arranged a private a conversation, if you will, between a A-list star and Bob Lament, and the rest is history, as they say. So I hope you enjoyed it, Bob.
I did. It was great. I was waiting to talk about it tonight. I didn't want to blow it, I didn't want to blow it ahead of time. You have to give a little backstory on who this was. You just said an A-list star.
I'm going to butcher her last name, though. See, that's...
I don't want to butcher it. This is what makes it even better for me. This is even better.
She's so nice. I don't want to butcher her name, though.
You think you would have took 2 seconds to look up her name.
It's Marilyn. It's Marilyn. And I'm sorry,
what
Marilyn,
is her last name?
Gigliotti or something. Is it Gigliotti or something?
That sounds good. I don't know how do you pronounce it either.
I don't know. I should know this. I'm sorry. But no, it is, if you are familiar with the movie Clerks, this would be the Veronica character, the actress who played Veronica. And I have been following her on Instagram, on the gram. She did some cameo stuff, and I said, hey, listen, if you can give me like this huge 50% off discount, I would like you to please talk to Bob Lament. He's had quite a year this year. And he said, yes, I'll get to it. I'm like, she's pulling the Miles on me, like, oh no, this could be like next year. I don't know. No, she did get to it. And what scared me though, she's like, I actually listened to part of the show. I'm like,
yeah.
Because I was talking about like taunting little children last week. I'm like, oh no. Like I was making fun of children and in front of their moms and dads. And I'm like, oh no.
You were telling kids that their football team sucked.
Sucked into their faces. Yeah. And I'm hoping she didn't listen to that one, but she was so impressed with your blue cat talking cat.
Thank you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because I'm like, because at first I'm like, sure, she listened to the show, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then she throws that in there. I'm like, oh shit, she did.
I'll tell you, this is going to speak volumes, especially to Miles. But first thing I did, I showed my wife.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
which,
what'd she
to
say?
Be honest with you, everybody, I don't show my wife very much of what Miles sends to me because
no. I was just berating her off the air, actually. But yeah, you're right. Yes. Yeah,
I don't really show her everything that he sends me because it's
nudity.
I
was going to say,
he sends me into the mail. Oh my god.
you have to be careful, man. You just use those words, and your wife is probably going to chew you up.
No, she knows. She knows that I'm protecting her, and that's what.
Well, she doesn't show you much. You just said it, or you don't show her much, vice versa.
But
it's all NC-17 stuff, huh?
When
you said you got a plaque last year, I thought you were going to return the favor and make a vet appointment for Bobcat to get the plaque removed from his teeth.
You don't like my curly whites? No, so I can't remember when it was, Miles, but yeah, I through the course of things, let's just put it that way, I have in different times been responsible for purchasing plaques for important people. And
right.
And so I said, oh, you know what? This is a good idea. I will give Miles a 25-year plaque for the show. Mm-hmm. And so I did that a while back. And then, of course, he hangs it in the bathroom. And not even his main bathroom. It's like in this basement bathroom. You know what I mean? So
I did. Yeah, I did.
Wait. Where did he hang it at? That's the important part.
Right. Was above it above the toilet? The
toilet? Yeah. Oh, above the toilet. Okay.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah. He sits with his back to it and does his business. You know. So
a gorilla glued it to the toilet bowl.
Yeah, put it on the lid. Yeah,
something to aim for. You know, yeah.
No, but anyway. Well,
I don't mean the. I don't need the bowl. What's the back?
The
part,
tank.
You know,
the tank.
The tank. There we go. Yeah. The tank. Yeah.
So, but he does this nice thing. So the funny thing is, and I'll catch people up if they don't. You know, we don't expect everybody to listen to every episode, to be honest with you. But how long ago has it been now, Miles? So I came up to visit you in 2014, 15?
I said it was 5 years ago, but I'm sure it was longer than
far
that.
No, it's longer than that.
I know.
Maybe it was 2016. Did you see each other?
What?
It's been 5 years since you've seen each other?
Oh, yeah. We never, ever see each other physically. No.
So, only in our dreams.
Only in your dreams. So I was up there, and my son and I went up, and Miles procured tickets for us to go see a screening of Clerks with Dante. I can't remember his name now. What's the actor's name?
Oh, you're
gonna blank on it. You're butchering this whole thing.
No. Keep going. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Keep going.
So anyway, we went to see a screening, and then there was a Q&A with the actor who played Dante. And Miles is such a schmoozer. We actually got a picture with him before and hung out with him for a few minutes before the show. He was out in the lobby. Miles goes up. Struts up and says, "Hey, you know, Dante, we're here to see you." And
I said, "My friend's dying of lupus, and can we please have a picture?" God.
So there's a picture of us all together.
Yeah,
at this.
I don't even know what lupus is. Tell you the truth, I don't know.
It's like skin condition or something. Yeah.
Not only that, he also introduced me to the mayor of his town. And I hung out with the mayor.
Who is a Cowboys fan.
Boo, they suck. I'm upset with the Cowboys when they beat them to win the other day against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
The Dirty Birds.
Although it's not going to much matter. I got the Lions game on in the background here. If they blow it to San Francisco, they'll probably blow it to the Vikings and not win the division this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
We've needed somebody to help us out all year long to beat Philadelphia, the Vikings, and...
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Shout out all you... Right? All you...
Filthy Eagles?
Yeah.
Fly.
It's the Home Alone movie, right? You filthy bastards.
Filthy animals, yeah.
Filthy animals.
So Miles did that for me, and then now he's got who was basically Dante's pseudo love interest, I suppose, from the movie.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, one of them, yeah. And to do a nice little thing, and it's on Facebook and I guess other places. I don't know. Where all did you put it?
What did your wife say, first of all? I want to know this.
Oh, she thought it was cool. It was interesting. She thought it was very nice. She's like, things. Oh, that's that. She goes, who is that? And I didn't tell her at first. Yeah. I go, look what Miles did for me. You know, take a listen. And she's like, hey, wait, I know who that is. Who is that? And I said, and
I had the same reaction at my house, too. I'm like, honey, look at who? Yeah.
Well, no, she couldn't place her. Cause
yeah, I know. I go, remember?
Her character was, you know, she was a lot younger then, so it's different. But
she said everything I told her to say. I go, can you work in the number 37 into whatever you're going to say?
Oh, my God.
And which if you're familiar with the movie, you'll know what that means. But yeah,
like an improv act, right? When you're up on a stage, I need a number. Yeah, I need a color.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Miles is like, here's my credit card information. Here's what I need.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. I thought that was... it was very nice and very, what do you want to say? I was humbled by it. It was a very humbling experience to see that. So,
yeah, I was going to get Tracy Lords, but that was too expensive. So I had to back it off a little bit.
Now I have this whole backstory that I've built here, and then you're like, oh, well, I was going to get Tracy Lords.
No, come on.
I thought this was all part of the whole thing about Clerks, because the other thing is that Miles and I went to film school together, and my God, we complained about Clerks because it came out.
it was like everything you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We came out and we're like, God damn it. I mean, we were in school, you know, a little before that. So,
you know what? The worst of the worst was the Blair Witch Project, because that was like everything you were never supposed to do. In never, ever, school, ever, ever allowed.
Hey, Miles, did it terrify you from going camping ever again?
I fell for it. I was like, wow. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
I did.
That was the whole thing. That's one of the other few times I've actually been in his presence, was we went up and I stayed with him for, I was sequestered in his basement for about 2-3 days. And they just kept talking about the Blair Witch. And I'm like, it's fake. It's all fake. And they're like, are you sure? Yeah.
I thought it was real. I wanted it to be real.
I got to tell you guys, I thought the first one was real. I knew the second one was full of shit, but I thought the first one was real. I mean, you know, they did a pretty damn good job.
I was more afraid of the film I helped Bob with, because he did some recycling thing. And it was full of beads, the whole place.
Yeah, like the lights we brought.
The lights were getting burnt out because the bees were like doing suicide on the lights.
But, into the lights,
and I was afraid we were going to get like really horribly, like bitten at this thing. I'm like, man, this is like crazy.
Yeah, he took. I was filming this machine that crushes up cans and shoots them into the back of a semi. And he filmed me filming that, and there was bees all around my head.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like swarming my head whenever I had him turn the machine on, and I was just trying to get a shot of these things getting chucked up into the back. Yeah.
It's like the worst topic you could have picked, like because it was so dangerous.
For film school, it was dangerous. Yeah, I suppose I could have. Lost a finger. I could have got stung like a million times.
I accidentally ruined one of your projects, so I do still feel bad about that, though. I fucked up the focus on something. The one where the lady spits out the Tic Tac into the back into the Tic Tac jar, the Tic Tac container. Yeah, I screwed that. I screwed up the focus on that really bad.
Oh well.
Out of all this, I'm surprised you didn't make him sign a waiver.
Who's that? Me making him or what?
Well, I mean, Miles making you sign the waiver. I mean, because you know, your life could have been put in jeopardy. You're telling me about the
bees,
the fuck, crusher or something, well, bees was, or something.
That
yeah.
was my choice. He was actually standing back, so I was putting myself in peril.
I was close enough. I was afraid. I was like, you know, really far back, and like there was bees all over this place. It's like,
you
holy
sure they
crap.
Weren't murder hornets?
No, this is way before murder hornets.
Yeah, that's way before. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I basically did a project that was a guaranteed A because the teacher wanted to do it. And so he's like, and so I said, I'll do it. And then I was being a kiss ass. And so I got an easy grade because he wanted to do the project. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was total kiss ass on that one.
Now you're reminding me of that movie with Emma Stone, Easy A.
Easy A, yeah. It was, yeah. Well, there's an easier way to get an A, but I wasn't willing to do that.
Actually, we had an editing project to do, and I was at the time wealthy, and I actually bought the thing, and I had like this exchange student actually do all the work on it. And we got an A.
Wait, Miles, you were wealthy at one point?
Yeah, Miles.
$100,000.
Miles was quite wealthy at one point, yes.
I had $100,000 in my checking account.
What happened? What happened?
Party. My best friend tried to kill me in a car accident, basically. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I used to be very rich, and Bob was very poor, and now the tables have turned, unfortunately. But
I don't think that I'm very rich, by the way, so yeah. But
well, yeah. Yeah. You are in love. You are. Anyway, no, that's funny because the teacher even was trying to like call me out on it. Like, did you actually work on this? I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, a lot. Yeah, I
did. Did you? Your other work does not demonstrate this prowess at editing. Yeah.
Like I buddied up with like the best guy there. I'm like, hey, listen. I go, listen. I'll spend like I don't even know how much it was. It was like. How much was that? I don't even know how much it was.
I don't know. I can't remember. It was probably a couple.
It was a few hundred dollars at the time or something. I'm like, hey, I'll pony up all the money.
It was all too much for me.
Well, I whipped out the checkbook. No problem.
And I'll buy you all the food you want.
Yep. Yep. McDonald's. The guy like McDonald's.
That's the way you rolled.
Yep.
That's cool. Joe's favorite restaurant, by the way. Joe loves McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, I definitely used to. I can't handle eating there all that much anymore, but hey, you know, I like the food. It's just that, you know, everything in moderation. You can't eat that kind of stuff all the time.
But anything else on this story, Miles, that you want to
I don't know. I just know that I want to thank the late Marilyn for doing it. Just an awesome job. Just a professional lady knocked it out. You know, very quickly, mm-hmm. cannot say enough good words about it. It's awesome. Really blew me away. You know?
You could say a lot of words, just not her last name.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, but I don't want to get it wrong, though. Cause I know, man, I'm like, I don't know. It's something.
Brian O'Halloran played Dante.
Brian O'Halloran, yes. God damn it, yes.
And it's Marilyn Gigliotti. Gigliotti?
Yeah.
It's a nice Italian girl, Michael.
She invited me actually to a like a Comic-Con, but it's like in Ohio. So I'm like,
the Midwest. People are confused.
Yeah,
I heard Italian. I heard Italian. That put a smile on my face. Yeah. I was expecting like a thing, you know.
No, Italian, nice Italian girl.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
super nice.
And so so if you go and Clerks came out in 94, and Miles and I would be just be graduating just a little bit prior to that, it seems like. So,
yeah, that was a big deal when that came out. Yeah,
yeah, it was huge. I remember we both watched it and we're like, fuck.
You know, you watched it at my house, didn't you?
I think so. I think, yeah, I think I did watch it.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, I think it's the first time I saw it.
But
you know, Bob, the budget on that movie was very low. You know, right. I think they only had $5,000 or something to work with, or some crazy amount of low money.
Well, mm-hmm. Now let me. This is what we argued about at the time when this came out. So yes, the Kevin Smith only spent like somewhere like $10,000. It was all on credit cards, and everything, right?
Yeah.
But that's mm-hmm. what he made. What you saw in the theaters, there was a lot more money spent that no one talks about, because the deal was all the visuals were Kevin Smith. Pretty much all the audio got redone when it got released, because the audio was shit when he recorded it. And so they did a whole lot of sweetening and looping and whatnot yeah. in order to make it releasable to the theaters. So, yeah. I mean, everybody loves those stories where they're like, oh, they only spent, you know, $25 on this whole production. But whenever you get in with the studios or whatever, you know. You know how it is, Michael. You do studio work, so.
Yeah, man. It wasn't shot on a soundstage. It was shot at a real convenience store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right there in New Jersey, in a small town. Yeah.
And the acoustics wouldn't be that great, I would imagine. Yeah.
No. And so, but it was shot on 16mm black and white, and Miles and I did that too, and everything. And so the visuals, they bumped them up to 35 at the time, 35mm. And then they redid a lot of the audio, and then the music and everything. That all Kevin Smith did not pay for any of that. You know what I mean? That's all Miramax and Harvey Weinstein, which I don't know. Do they talk about that anymore? I don't know.
Persona non grata, right?
Yeah.
They took him to the hospital the other day. I remember seeing, though.
Yeah.
I never heard a follow-up. He went to the hospital for some issue, whether he died or he's okay. Never any follow-up. Not that I care either way.
I don't think, everybody's, that's off the radar for most people these days. But Miles did... it was very pleasant surprise, and thank you, Maryland, and I'm sorry we're butchering your last name, and thank you, Brian, for meeting with us six, 7 years ago. All very nice people.
Yeah, super nice people. Absolutely, absolutely.
So how was your Christmas this year, Miles?
It was pretty good here. Sorry, I got a dog chewing on a chew toy here. So.
I farting.
I thought it was a mouse.
No, it's a
good
chew toy.
Good one, Bob. High-pitched squeal
fart. I thought that was your releasing gas here.
Yeah.
No, I might have to move, though. I don't.
He's sharting his pants.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Miles is... I guess you got, some butt toys, and apparently one of them is a butt whistle.
The plug, yeah, the plug does whistle when you clench down. Yeah.
Miles, before I forget, the show's over. I'm dying to know, though, when you go over into Canada, do you have a button to switch to kilometers?
I'm like, where the hell's he going with this?
I don't know where that's going, man.
He's commenting on your name.
You've never been to Canada?
I've been to Canada.
So do they call you kilometers
in Canada? They do the metric thing over there, so it's not miles, it's kilometers.
Oh, I see. Yeah, boy.
Jokes don't work too well.
Man,
wow.
Dang. Man, that guy.
You know what? That was a lot of kilometers to go for a joke.
My apologies. I totally like. What's this? This guy high?
He was still thinking about his butt whistle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now,
I know.
Bunch of Canadians are laughing though.
Yeah. Yeah. Our big Canadian following. We have the frogs. Yeah.
So did you get anything good for the holidays at all, Miles?
I feel like I'm an asshole because
that was proven last week while you were berating children on their choice of sports teams. But yes,
I started berating my son. I don't say antiques, but older stuff, you know, and sports stuff and things like that, as you know. And And he's we're transporting some gifts because we're going to go to someone else's house to open up gifts. And he's got them like in this, I don't know if you want to call it an ammo crate or what it is, but it's kind of a longer, like 4-foot wooden box with some handles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And definitely it's seen its day, you know, like, oh, okay.
Right.
Right. I mean, I don't even really know what this would be used for. I'm like, okay. Anyway, he goes, so we're getting ready to go. He goes, yeah, that's one of your gifts. I'm like,
for you? Yeah, right. It's a gift for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he goes, and I laugh in his face. I go, this piece of shit. You know, I thought he was joking. No, I thought he... I thought he was joking. No, I thought he was joking. He's like, no, I got that for you. I went on my way to buy that for you. I'm like, oh my God.
It's an, well, like some kind of old ammo crate is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some, but they're more, you know, squarish, you know, looking. This was kind of more of an oblong, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, there's no markings
on it.
You get
what you find. You know what I mean? They're not like just handing them out.
No, I know. I felt so bad. I thought he was bullshitting me. I'm like, oh, I go, this shitty old box. What the fuck?
Oh, great. I get an empty box. He goes, no. Yeah, great.
Thanks. Yeah, he got all serious. He's like, no, this is like a real gift. I got my, oh.
What about you, Dad? What about you?
I go, yeah, huh. Darn it. I don't know what to say, you know. I felt bad. You know, I just really burst a bubble there. Like,
as you should, as well you should.
Yeah. So yeah, I turned out okay otherwise. Yeah, I was fine.
Oh, okay, but, good.
Yeah.
So it was a good Christmas for you.
I no complaints. Yeah, it was all right. It was good.
Joseph, good. Do you want to? This is Joseph Leonard, by the way, folks. Joseph, do you want to tell us what you got for Christmas?
Yeah, I got some more pew pews for the pewer. Bullets.
What?
Oh, you got bullets.
What?
Oh.
Pew pew, you know.
Oh.
All Joseph wanted was a few gross 144 bullets. That's all he wanted. Ammo. Ammo, huh?
I told that joke on Dick Kupke's Trigger Talk on Wham the other day, and it went over just as well there.
you thought sometimes a charm is what you're thinking, man.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, maybe third time it'll work.
Oh, maybe, okay.
Next show. That, who?
Yeah.
All right, well,
no, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same, but like Joe, what are you? It sounds like you're trying to murder somebody on the show.
It's for drones. He's shooting drones at this guy.
Yeah,
Michael, what about you? Did you anything good?
Oh no, my Christmas sucked.
Oh my gosh!
Okay. It looks like you shaved.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What you noticed, but. Well, yeah, my Harry's came in finally. The Harry's razor. Yeah.
I see that.
Telling
us
that you're clean shaven upstairs and down. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I used the skull for the downstairs area. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, it's for his next role in a porno movie. He wants to be needs to be shaved all over.
Yeah, well, they say, you know, you want to look taller. No, no, my in the grass.
No, my Christmas was all right, except for the other day when Mr. Somebody slept in and missed the entire fucking show.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. Well,
I took Savage Time to a whole new level.
You did. You did. Oh, and guess what? Guess what, Joe? Guess what, Joe? You were replaced by Bob here. Thank God.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
I can't replace
Joseph.
There, I can tell you that right now. I do not have the energy that Joseph has. I don't bring that kind of spark.
It was good that somebody was there because you can't leave Savage on his own.
Yeah. Now I have a story about what happened to me on Christmas. Miles is a little bit aware of this, so it won't be new to him necessarily, but. So we were given a present of illness at our house over the Christmas holiday, and but I don't know if you know this particular story, Miles, but so we're sitting there in my living room, and both my children are there as well as their significance, And we're chitting and chatting on Christmas. Well, it wasn't really Christmas Eve. We moved Christmas Eve up to accommodate our schedules. And so it was our Christmas Eve. And so, you know, I have my chair, right? And my wife has her chair. And then we have other seating, couch and so forth. So my son wasn't feeling that good. He was the, you know, patient zero for this illness. And but he said he was feeling better, so he joined us and we're talking and so forth, and then he slides out to the edge of the couch and we're all talking, and I'm like, and then everybody's all of a sudden everything goes quiet because he's like gets in the kind of a launching position, if you will. And my wife's like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "I'm not feeling so good." And then my daughter is like next to him. She's like, "What's going on?" And then I'm like, "Hey, buddy." And then he goes, "Blah." And he throws up all over the carpet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" Talk about being an ass here. I'm being an ass too. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, we taught you to run to the bathroom. You just sat there and threw up all over the carpet.
Damn. How old is he, Bob?
He's in his 20.
Oh my, 20?
Yeah. God. So we were making fun of him because when they were little kids, you know, you go, if you feel like you're going to be sick, run into the bathroom and stick your head in the tub or the toilet or something. And I'm like, but he just sat there for a minute and he's like, well, I was trying to suppress it. And I'm like, don't suppress it. Just run.
Oh my God.
We've got like three bathrooms here. What are you doing? So our Christmas festivities started out with somebody puking all over. Thankfully, he didn't get it on the couch. He slid up to the edge, and I thought he was going to run. I mean, everybody was expecting him to run. But he didn't. He just puked right on the floor. Now, that sounds terrible, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Miles was during all this, he was he also had the other problem on the backside. But luckily, he did not do that at that point in time. He had some diarrhea to deal with. And then other people got it. Thankfully, I never got it.
Did he do that on the carpet, too?
No, he didn't. Thank goodness he made it to the
bathroom. Bad boy.
But that's not the funniest part about it. He'll get a bit mad at me for telling this. But the night before, he went with some friends to the art museum.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know he wasn't feeling bad at that point. Yet. And so he's at the art museum with some friends and they're perusing. You know, they have Degas there at the art museum, and they've got
right. Mm-hmm.
They've got, you know, priceless works of art. Thankfully, this did not happen near those. So he says, he's like, you know, they had gone and ate somewhere else and we're perusing the artwork and doing stuff, and he's like, I'm not feeling so good. So he runs to find a bathroom, and mm-hmm. he gets to the middle of what's going to be a gala. There's people there. They're all set up for this, some kind of an event at the art museum, and I'm gonna quote him. He says he stealth puked in the middle of the gala.
Oh, you mean he swallowed his vomit? Well, what's stealth puke?
No. It came out.
Oh, okay.
But it came out, but he thinks that no one saw him. I have no idea. I was not there. I cannot claim. But the problem
clean
was
up. Clean up on aisle five.
He's like, it was only water. You know, it was only stomach juices and water. So he thinks he got away with it. But I have a feeling that some people in the gala were not too happy.
He didn't tell anyone, like, hey, I just puked?
No, no, he did. He told the security guard.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what an ass.
But, but everybody wasn't at their tables yet, so he was like off to the side. He pukes all over the floor, and he makes it to the bathroom and like gets situated. And then when he leaves, he tells the security person, hey, I puked over there. And he went back to looking at art.
Oh.
God.
Yeah. So,
that was one hell of a visit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm like, I was half expecting to get some kind of bill from the art museum, to be honest with you.
Never going back there.
Oh. I think at least it was a tile floor, so that's the good
thing. Did they have the banana duct tape wall?
Yeah. They do have a modern art section there on the third floor. But
take an apple and
duct tape. He was on the first floor, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, not myself or my wife, thank goodness, but everybody else kind of passed that around for over the holidays, so. To varying degrees, but he's the only one that that anyone witnessed the illness. So, and I'm like, why didn't you run? What? Like, what?
I mean, it sounds like It sounds like one hell of a. It sounds like a better story than my Christmas holiday. I mean, I had to work around production and stuff. Oh God, me and Shaky were doing a whole bunch of production. Ducked.
Well, I mean, you could have been puking.
I could have been.
So yeah, everybody's feeling better now, but not that anybody cares, but they do. So
your son's running around like he's Fuchs from the thing or something. Like,
that's right. Oh my gosh! But yeah,
he's got his arms up. And he's like, help this.
But I couldn't believe it. We were all just stunned. I'm like, this is. Oh.
Thank God he didn't. Thank God he didn't puke on that wonderful art. I mean, that's priceless, man.
No, it's priceless. They got water lilies there, so
it's usually it would have been destroyed. Glass, right?
Yeah. Can you get flash guards? You got sneeze guards on all that now?
Can you imagine him puking on the Mona Lisa? Oh my God, that would be a travesty.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh, I was just like, really? Yeah. So. But it was memorable. We'll remember this Christmas for years to come.
God, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yuck.